Henry Mollison and I sat opposite each other, a microphone on the narrow table between us. Parked next to him was his walker, and the white basket attached to the front held a book of crossword puzzles. He always kept one close by. Henry wore his usual attire, pants with an elastic waist, a sports shirt, white socks, and sensible black shoes. His large face, partly covered by thick glasses, wore a pleasant, attentive expression. "How are you feeling today?" I asked him.
"I feel okay," Henry replied.
"That's good. You look great."
"Well, thank you."
"I understand you have a little trouble remembering things."
"Yes, I do. I do have, well, a lot of trouble remembering things, you know. One thing I found out that I fool around with is a lot of crossword puzzles. And, well, it helps me in a way."
Henry and I talked a bit about his crossword puzzles, a frequent topic of conversation. Then I asked, "How long have you had trouble remembering things?"
"That, I don't know myself. I can't tell you because I can't remember."
"Well, do you think it's been days? Or weeks? Months? Years?"
"Well, see, I can't put it exactly on a day, a week, or a month, or a year basis."
"But do you think it's been more than a year that you've had this problem?"
I think it's about that. You know, 1 year or more. Because I believe, and this is just a thought I'm having myself, but, well, I possibly had an operation or something."
Our conversation took place in May 1992, nearly 40 years after Henry's capacity to form long-term memories disappeared as a result of a risky surgical intervention. In 1953, he underwent an experimental brain operation intended to alleviate severe epilepsy he had since childhood. Since his first seizure in 1936, his condition had grown worse, making it increasingly difficult for him to participate in normal activities. The operation did control his seizures, but with an unanticipated and devastating consequence: an extreme amnesia that robbed Henry of the ability to form new memories, and in doing so, determined the course of the rest of his life.